You should include my sync clap in there. All right. Right now I am debuting on CNN.
Debuting.
Wow.
On CNN.
I don't know if you're in it.
Like, I am. I've been getting messages.
You have been?
My agents have been calling me.
Oh, they said, that's so funny because like no one's texting me.
You know,
like,
no, they've been messaging me. They say CNN, Fox News saw you on CNN. They want you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's crazy. This is right before you dipped when I started talking about Israel.
I did.
Right before you walked away. Right before you slowly.
It was absolutely not. I went to go join the protests.
Oh, that's why you walked away slowly. I turned. Like, he was like a cartoon character.
I was using Grindr to find out where the nearest protest was.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So.
He just like slowly peeled away, inched away from the corner, and was gone.
Did you go visit the Chevron protesters?
No, I did not.
Okay, maybe we should cut that out. Sorry.
No, we can keep it in. I don't care.
I didn't mean to bring on Chevron.
No, I didn't even know that the fucking event was being sponsored by Chevron until I heard that there were Chevron protesters outside. But I've had this TwitchCon, and we'll talk more about this in the we're for the interest of what is it, posterity?
Posterity is a good word.
Yeah, we are currently filming our Patreon episode behind the paywall before we actually stream the main episode. And there's only one reason for that, and that is because Cutie Cinderella is, you might have guessed it, late. Which is shocking. I know. Everyone is probably really confused by this. They're like, what, Cutie?
She's never late.
That's weird.
Yeah, she's doing a cookie truck.
Yeah.
And the cookie truck didn't start on time.
Yeah.
And she has to do it for approximately 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it started probably 2.5 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually don't know when it started.
No. Yeah. What's happening? Oh, okay. Oh. All right. You have
headphones in.
Marsh was putting his hands in his ears. And I was like, uh-oh. Yeah.
Like he was getting the play call in a loud stadium.
Someone stole your headset last night?
Wait, Will, at some point you told me to keep those safe.
Yeah, we gave it back to him.
Oh, okay. I thought I was the reason for that.
No, you received those back.
You guys went to the party last night.
Yeah, where were you at?
What do you think?
In bed.
Yes.
In bed.
I was in bed last night.
We were looking
by 9:30.
Really?
And I was, I was in bed by 9:30, but let me tell you my fucking crazy night.
What did you do? You get some snackies on Uber Eats?
I ordered... Do you guys know what a California burrito is?
Yeah, it's a burrito with french fries in it.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it's not just a burrito with french fries in it. There's like a bunch of other stuff they put in it too. It's like bacon, carne asada, eggs, guacamole if you're feeling fancy with it. It was the largest burrito I've ever had in my entire life.
Mm.
And it was fan-fucking-tastic.
Did you eat it all?
I ate it all and I felt phenomenal. I was watching Elusive Samurai.
Oh,
very good show.
Did you watch it because of my rec?
Were you the one who recommended
it? Yeah.
I heard it like floating around and people were talking about it. And I was like, I'm gonna check the shit out.
Elusive Samurai is
so
like
good.
One Piece if every frame was done by like a psychotic genius.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's incredible. So I did that and then I passed out by 10:30.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's nuts.
My life is a movie.
Will, you had a good night.
I was on stage with Baby No Money.
Was I there?
You were close. Yeah, you were with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was right there, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were on stage with
Baby No Money. We were on stage with Baby No Money.
Yeah. And tore the place down. You kissed Dan Clancy.
Yeah, this is a paywall exclusive.
Yeah. So, I saw the photo.
So like
I want to show it.
We all send it to Marsh to put up in the episode.
We need to show the photo.
Patrons, you can't leak it.
They're going to leak it.
They're going to leak it. Well, okay. So Dan Clancy picks Will up.
Yeah.
Takes a photo with him.
Yeah.
And then he waves me over and he said, he picks me up and he goes, we should kiss.
Yeah.
He said that to you?
I swear to God.
He said, we should kiss?
It was his idea.
That's my CEO.
Yeah.
That's my CEO.
That's insane.
And I was like,
yo,
Dan,
I don't want a gay CEO, bro. Get that like, shit out of here.
Dan,
get that gay ass shit out of here, bro. What is this?
I was like, Dan, I don't know if you know this,
what?
But The tabloids are going to go crazy.
Oh, I thought you were saying, I don't know if you know this, but I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've never said this out loud before.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
And he had very soft lips.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was
beautiful.
Great. Yeah, very soft lips.
10-10 would recommend. Do it again.
I'd kiss him again.
Yeah, but you're a slut. You're a slut. You're a little. You're a hussy.
You wish you could still be a slut.
You are a hussy. You're a hussy.
You just don't have
look
it
at your
anymore.
Outfit. Look at your
you like
tight
it?
Ass shirt.
You like it?
Sleeves are so goddamn high.
I think
showcasing the fucking biceps.
I think this is a women's small.
That is like a Will Neff special. Like what you're wearing right now is like Will is wearing an unceremoniously large shirt on him.
I roll my sleeves.
I know. You're Popeye the Sailor Man.
I let the arms out.
Yeah.
But I don't wear a women's small.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is a women's small.
It looks good.
I was seeing a guy and I took this shirt from him.
It looks good.
Mm. Yeah.
It looks good. I like it.
You like it?
You look hot.
I like
yeah,
it.
Thank you. I'm wearing Docs too. I mean, I was getting compliments on my outfit from people that looked like well-dressed.
Yeah. You know? I served so much cunt last night. It was actually crazy.
God.
Yo, you had the jacket on there.
I had the
God.
I need to set the scene here. Okay. Will has you need to tell the pieces. I don't know what the names of the pieces were.
I had an Egon Lab coat that I got with Assam when we went to what's the name of that store?
H. Lorenzo. But
so
it was,
H. Lorenzo, it's
the anime one.
This is the story behind this coat. Assam was buying half the store. He was going crazy. And they know us there now because Assam shops there. Yeah, they know us. Yeah. So I, being a little rat, was talking to the guy and I was like, all right, listen, man, I'm trying to hit a lick. I'm trying to come up. Everything in here is very expensive. What's the best deal you can give me?
Which, by the way, is not even a thing that had ever entered my mind.
No,
like,
no.
You came in there like a Turkish
like
rug
a
salesman.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, I didn't even realize that was like, you unlocked.
This price outrageous.
Yeah. He unlocked like a new level. Like, I didn't even know you could just go to like an American store.
Come on. Do this.
And he was like, yeah, let me get some deals.
Yeah, so I asked him, I was like, is there anything in the store that you can like really hit a deal on? And he was like, well, this one of one Egon lab coat has been here for like over a year now,
which is crazy because it's so sick.
He's like, I think it's too crazy for anybody. We'll put the photo up. I'll send a photo to Marsh.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's got like giant,
he's not gonna edit anything. I'm letting you know.
It's like, I'll send you a picture.
He's not going to put it on.
It's a picture.
I can tell. Look.
No, listen.
I can tell from the way he's looking at it.
He can cry a lot about the pace. I've edited before. Yeah. Putting a picture in the frame, he could do.
I'm telling you right now. He got that look in his eyes, bro.
He's got that eye. Dan Clancy kissing photo is
not going to make the cut either.
No, both have to make it.
Are you kidding me?
You know, the look he's got in his eyes is like the, oh shit, we dropped it at 9 and there was like massive audio complications somehow.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's got these giant shoulder pads, really skinny waist. It's all tweed.
Yeah.
And he basically was like, yeah, I'll give it to you like 80% off.
Yeah.
So I got this like impossibly expensive jacket for a very reasonable price. And I wore it last night with my Name Your Price stiletto boots.
Oh, those are from Name Your Price? I thought you just had those.
No, Name Your Price stiletto boots. Mm-hmm. Giant like bell-bottom flares.
Was that also Name Your Price?
Yeah. Gucci belt and then a tank top from Ross.
Yeah, yeah. And that jacket.
Yeah, no, that shit was
and
that shit
some
was
Name
fire.
Your Price jewelry.
I saw him. I was doing a meeting that got crashed by like 11 people.
Yeah. We were walking by someone at night and someone went like walked by and was like, God, your fit's so great. And as we're walking away, they're like, God, that gay guy was so well-dressed.
Yeah. And we, you know, the funniest part is I'm walking behind him holding hands with a guy.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, wow, that guy.
They're like, ew, Straggin. Yeah, why are you holding his hand?
Yeah. I was serving so much cunt that I could see that women felt safer around me as a homosexual.
Yeah. At one point, women like busted out of the club and like started dancing on Will.
Dance with us, gay man. Yeah. I was like, I've got you.
Dude, yeah, definitely. It was excellent. It was really 10-10. Yeah.
I wish you could have seen it in person.
Yeah. I did see it in person.
At
I saw it during the meeting. I didn't see it when you were,
club.
You know, gyrating around in the club.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what's crazy to me? this guy's texting me while I'm in Austin. I miss you. Yeah. We miss you. Come on.
Yeah, he said that.
I come to San Diego. He can have me for real in real life. All this energy, yeah. All this mass. Mm-hmm. And what does he do?
He stays in his room.
He eats a fucking burrito in
bed.
Dude,
that shit was fire, though. That burrito was...
This is an intervention.
Yeah.
I need to party more. I'm the only guy.
No, you
guy.
Need to party with me, bitch.
I just need to party in general. What do you mean party with me? I don't go out at all. I never...
Me? Now, what do you mean you? You don't go out. Come out with me.
Yeah.
Do fun stuff. I went to the Padres game today.
Yeah, how was that?
So sick.
How was that? You went to the 1 o'clock game?
Yeah, I bought myself a jersey, bought myself some exclusive sunnies, had the giantest glizzy.
Who'd you go with?
Emmy Rue Mizenweak.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can see it on Emmy's vlog, me sucking down a Glizwaldo. Mm.
Did you do the challenge? Like, what is it? 8 glizzies?
No,
eight
the 9 and 9 and 9. Fuck that, bro. Do you ever want to try that?
I would do it.
You would do it?
It's 9 glizzies. It's nothing.
It's 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, and 9 innings.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Literally, dude, the it is rule the simplest
is,
thing.
The rule is you have to finish your hot dog and your glizzy or your
or
hot
your
dog
beer.
And your beer before the end of the inning or you're out.
Oh, how long is an inning?
So an inning can go for like 50 minutes. Okay. Like innings can go on forever. Or an inning could literally be like 5 minutes if there's 3 strikeouts. So like,
oh fuck,
you got to be on them. And apparently the last like 3 innings are you're on another planet.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like 9 beers,
bro. I don't even think about like 9 glizzies. Like that's not even a thing.
But
for
what
me.
About the beers?
I could fucking slam 9 brewskis.
You know
dude.
What? You know what?
You
Fine.
Should do it.
I'll set a sub
goal. I've been
goal.
To like one baseball.
I'll set a sub goal. We'll bring Marsh.
I've been to one baseball game my whole life, so like
Marsh will
I
do
think.
A tab of acid yeah. instead of beers.
Yeah, and Hassan will get a box. He'll buy a box.
Oh, damn! You're really putting him on.
Do
it.
They even have boxes at the baseball?
Yeah, of course they do. That's
but
the
I mean,
best
playoff
best
Dodgers
be.
Tickets? Ain't no way, bro.
Yeah, come on, get a box.
Do you want to shut those blinds, bro? You're gonna cook. Okay.
Yeah.
But I got to give my jersey to one of my fans who does insane art. I don't know if you guys know. I'm not Daredevil, but. Much love for that person. And I got to give him my jersey as well, which made me really happy.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I went to the San Diego Zoo today.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Which how was incredible.
I just, how was filming those poor animals in captivity?
No, they're, first of all, it's a conservation area. It's not like this is a fucking zoo where they're like,
they were trying
you know,
to get out. And you were just sitting there with the
No,
camera.
They were big chilling. Bro,
Do
they
have
got
an orca?
Yeah. Bro, they have polar bears.
Wow.
What?
In fucking San
in California?
Diego. I saw a goddamn polar bear, bro. That's
was he crazy. Out in the sun?
Dude, they're so... No, he
they're,
was
They're
not.
Big.
Dude, they're not like... They are much... I promise you right now, if you don't know this off the top of your head, close your eyes and imagine how big a polar bear is. It's much bigger than you think. Yeah. Like, no matter... How tall do you think a polar bear is?
They're like... They're 11 feet tall.
11 feet tall?
Yeah, bro. They're Jesus. Fucking... Yeah. Dude, it's like two of me...
Damn.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Like it was on stream. I don't know if I can find it. Probably not. We didn't take a photo. But like I cannot, like when I put my hand up like this,
were
I'm
you,
like barely halfway. And
where, how close are you to this fucking bullet? Was it behind the glass?
No, they had a life size replica.
Oh. They had a glory hole.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to suck them.
They call it the polar plunge.
Oh, the hippos were incredible. God, yeah. I love hippos.
Is Mu Dang here or is that in China?
No, that's in, I think it's in Thailand. Oh. But, they had pygmy hippos at this one too, but I didn't get to see them. They were like,
can I be
chilling.
Honest? What? I don't get the Mu Dang hype.
No.
Really?
I don't understand.
Bro, Mu Dang is so, so sick. It's so sick.
Mu Dang isn't as good as like, the most basic dog, in my opinion.
I don't even know who Mudang is.
Oh, that's crazy. I disagree. You I'm don't sorry. Know anything.
I don't know anything about anything. Yeah, who's Mudang?
Mudang is like the Mudang is like the
it's
next
a new
big
airport.
Meme, basically.
Oh, yeah. It does Mudang International. Yeah.
Mudang International.
Mudang, which I believe means like wet pig. Right. Or yeah, or
oh,
like elastic
yeah.
pig, I believe, that's or something like that. Is a
that's what
a
I call pig, Sears' mother.
A baby good one. And a baby. Pygmy hippo. Pygmy hippos are smaller than like regular hippos. Regular mm-hmm. hippos are like a mid-sized car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically. And they're not anywhere near as like violent either. But they're
you know
an
what,
endangered
you know
species.
What it is? I can't get past like, I know hippos are assholes.
No, dude.
Like hippos
no, pygmy hippos are not like that. But also, it doesn't even matter because, like, I know hippos are assholes, but I still love them.
Like, they kill so many Africans.
They kill 500 people a year. Is like, one of the
hippos kill are the more deadliest people land than animal. Any other animal.
Oh my god!
Hippo is the deadliest land
shit?
Animal.
No,
have you ever seen them shit?
No,
they don't
never.
Shit like other animals.
I watched.
Do you know
them.
This? Do you know this?
I watched a hippo
hippos
shit in
don't
front of
just
me.
Shit. They do this thing where to mark their territory when they shit, their tail. Works like a fucking like windshield wiper as fast as possible.
Oh,
so
is that
they
why they
spray
were...
as much shit all over everything as possible.
I watched one
that's
in real
awful.
Time today. It was awesome.
They're terrible.
So
animals.
Why are they killing people? Are they going?
They're assholes. They're
I know, but do people like
they
approach
are...
them and think that they're friendly?
No, so, they run people down.
Oh my god!
So yeah. Hippos
what a
are
way to go.
Hippos are the deadliest land animal. Hippo facts.
Wait,
they,
really?
Yeah, they're fast.
My god,
they kill 500 people a year, bro. Yeah. It's not even
how
a
how many
question.
People?
500 a year.
500 people a year.
Yeah, in like 2014, I think they like sunk a boat.
Yeah.
Like they literally.
If you see a hippo in the wild, you're cooked.
Yeah,
really?
You're
yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, they run 30 miles. They run 30 miles
an hour.
Like Tyreek Hill shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you have to immediately gun it or you're cooked. One of the funniest things also.
Oh, fuck.
They can't, like, they can breathe. They can't breathe underwater. But okay. They're like a water animal.
So the best way is just drown
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they fucking.
Do you think that there's any mammal that can breathe underwater?
I don't.
Yeah, what do you think? It's a fucking fish?
Actually, hold on.
You need gills.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, they can.
He just
stand.
Said a hippo can't breathe underwater.
No, but listen, you would think they're a fucking aquatic animal because they literally stay on, because they stay underwater the entire day. Listen, this is why it's interesting.
What?
They stay underwater the entire day, but they literally their nostrils and their eyes just stay above the water.
Yeah.
So they just sit under the water like this the whole time,
bang,
waiting for a motherfucker to try something.
So can you domesticate a hippo? Like in terms
fuck
of
no.
Like, well, they're at the zoo, right?
No.
So somebody has to go in there.
But yeah, they're pygmy hippos.
So we're fucking jaguars
we're
and shit. You can't domesticate them either.
Tiny hippos.
Tiny
hippos. No, they have the real hippos too. They have the real hippos.
But I'm saying Mudang is a pygmy.
Yeah, Mudang is a pygmy.
You,
and
do people have them domesticated?
I don't think so.
Even no, but hippos? But pygmy hippos are, bro, these are things that eat like 40 pounds of meat a day or shit a day. You know what I mean? Like they're not. They're not. You need to eat a lot and you need to shit a lot. You can't domesticate a fucking hippo.
Yeah.
Even though Pablo Escobar did literally import hippos into Colombia, and now they're an invasive species in Colombia because he brought 4 hippos with all the cocaine money back in the day.
That's
and tight. They literally are an invasive species now in Colombia.
You know what the coolest invasive species in the world is?
Mm.
The fucking buffaloes on Catalina Island.
Mm.
That's awesome.
They brought buffaloes there?
So they were filming westerns on Catalina Island.
That's so funny.
And they brought a bunch of buffaloes. And then they just left them there. So there's like a giant buffalo population on Catalina Island.
They just
Island.
Left them there?
It's crazy.
Just gave, dude,
that's
making
crazy.
Movies was different back
damn,
in the day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of practical effects. Yeah.
No.
They were not.
That's
they didn't
awesome.
Have no CGI. They were just doing it.
Damn. So now there's just a bunch of buffaloes stranded
there's
on Catalina Island.
There's a large, like thriving
buffalo. What do they
population.
Eat?
I think that
vegetation?
There's like a, vegetation.
Oh,
but you can literally go out and see all the buffalo.
Really,
Catalina.
It's pretty sick.
And they just let them be.
That's
they
dope.
Just let them be.
Good for them.
But anyway, the other thing I was gonna say is like hippos also can't swim.
What?
They just float.
That's
crazy. No, they can't float either. They sink. So what they end up doing is they can't. They can't swim and they can't float.
How'd they sink a boat,
bro? They jump. With their little fucking stubby feet.
So
if you've
they
ever
sank a boat because they were drowning.
No, bro. They fucking, if you ever see like a hippo, chase a boat, there's like videos of it on YouTube. They fucking will go boop, boop. They dump themselves back into the fucking ground. No, they go to the bottom of the fucking water and jump back up. And they are able to give chase with their big old fucking body to a goddamn boat, and sometimes they can sink the goddamn
That's
boat.
Wild.
That's crazy. And they can outrun the boat?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Damn. I mean, usually the boats outrun them, but like,
yeah
they have no, they like, there
yeah,
are
I'm,
no adult hippo.
I'm
like adult
anti-hippo, but you know what I'm big on? Manatees.
Mm.
Manatees go crazy.
I like all animals, man. There's
that's a dumb take.
I watched.
I mean, like there are ones that I have smoke for, you know, they have I beef. Like I beef with some animals.
You like mosquitoes?
Okay, we're going to the bug territory. Yeah, fuck bugs.
Those are animals.
I feel guilty
fuck
sometimes when
bugs.
I kill one.
Wait, you feel guilty killing a mosquito?
Not a mosquito, but like, I don't know. I told you guys this a long time ago, but one time as a child, I picked legs off of an ant.
Okay, that's psychotic, bro. That's like
one time as a child, I would cut leather in my closet.
Yeah, bro. What is that?
Well, one time I saw an ant in the sandbox, and I picked it up, and I looked at it, and I just started picking its legs off.
Austin, that is like truly, truly insane.
But I felt like, oh my God, I felt guilty.
And but you felt a rush.
No.
Felt a rush.
Well,
little
I
bit.
Did do it a couple other times.
Deep down inside, you felt a little bit of a rush.
No. It was like,
and then
like
you God? Cut. And then you take scissors and you cut leather.
No. And then I poured salt on snails.
Wait, what the fuck? Yo, you were doing a lot of this.
But I stopped because I felt guilty. I was like, wow, I can't. And now I can't kill anything. Mm. But anyway, you know what really made me sad? Speaking of animals, I was on TikTok and I was scrolling. And I look at this giraffe. I'm like, oh my God, so cute, a giraffe. And then in comes a fucking lion. And next thing you know, I'm watching a giraffe get eaten by a lion compilation.
Oh my God.
And it was so sad to watch this lion
and
run.
And you kept watching it.
Yeah, and I did. I kept watching.
Why'd you keep watching?
I was like, oh my God, this is fucking nature.
Yo, can you give me that water?
This is crazy. This giraffe ran for like miles, and eventually I just watched it give up, and the lion just ate it alive.
Jesus.
And it was awful.
Jesus.
And I was just like, wow, we have it so good.
Yeah.
You know?
The last and probably only time that I was mean to an animal as a kid, I didn't even mean to be. I was like 6 or 7 years old, and a chipmunk was like on a tree, and I was watering the plants, and I hit it with the hose, and it fell.
Oh, no.
Out of the tree. Not far, only like 5 feet. But what I didn't know is that my dog was on the deck.
Oh, no.
And he saw this thing come out of the tree, and he beelined over and ate it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was like, Bandit, no!
He said, free taste.
Stop!
Oh, God.
It was very traumatic for me.
Damn, you didn't
naming
try to
stop
him?
Naming your dog Bandit that's the whitest thing.
Wait, my cat's name is Bandit.
It's Johnny Quest.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect American family.
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
Pretty much.
But yeah. It was great. The San Diego Zoo's fantastic. They
Who'd
came
you go
up.
With?
I went with Maya.
Oh, Maya.
And the entire Alvarez crew.
Maya.
And yeah.
Were they taking some animals back with them?
Yeah, we were stealing them. Yeah. That's what the whole operation
they were
trying
was. To out-sanctuary the San Diego Zoo.
Operation Emu Drop.
Yeah. But like.
She's got Mudang in her check on.
We went in and like everyone streamed there, right? Like this whole weekend. And of course, when I go, all of a sudden it's a fucking big deal. The guy goes, hey, can you come over here, please? Like some fucking official looking dude in the San Diego Zoo.
Oh.
And yeah, they pulled us to the side and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't film here. It's like, the fuck? What do you mean we can't film here? He's like, well, it's private property. And we're like, oh, you know. And then I immediately was like, well, she, you know, runs the sanctuary. We're like doing animal education, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And apparently they're like real conservative about their like PR.
Okay.
They're like, yeah, we've had some people that just like, you know, film our staff and also say like wrong things about animals, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, I don't know. They were chirping us. And
any of the business.
So what'd you do?
So they gave us a PR number and Maya called them and talked to them directly and was like, you know, we're not doing any of those things. And then they were like, all right, it's fine. But like for a moment, I was like, you know, an hour in to the zoo experience, I was like, fuck, we gotta leave now. Like, this sucks. Yeah, but it was
they
great.
They didn't jam Nick Pollum up.
They did not. Nick Pollum, nope. He was texting me, he's like four bars the entire way with his camera bag. We had crazy. A couple Fs, but.
Yeah, he's got that good. Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, there's water back there. But yeah, I was, you know, it was impromptu. I wasn't going to do nothing today. I wasn't going to even stream, but I'm glad I did.
Well, I woke up and watched the Vikings win. They're
3-0.
3-0. Sammy D put up 4.
Who'd you guys play against? San Francisco?
Houston.
That's, yo, you have one too difficult. Dude, you're probably the best
not
team
even
in the
just
NFL
one,
right now.
34-7.
You're probably
annihilated.
You're probably the best team in the NFL right now. And I'll be completely honest. I didn't give you guys a snowball's chance in hell.
It's the defense. We have the best defense in the NFL right now.
I mean, you have a very good defense, but it's Sammy D.
Yeah. Well, no, I tell you, Will. I've watched him play. He's good. But like that defense will.
Austin, you have a quarterback right now that never got a chance with the Jets. If you look at that team, they were horrible.
Right.
He was supposed to be the guy coming out of college, has not gotten a chance since the Jets, and is now electric.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback probably the level of a Derek Carr or a Baker Mayfield on a sandwich contract right now.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have a real, real problem next year in terms of quarterback controversy if Sam Darnold makes the playoffs.
Yeah, no. And we do have money though. We've got next year, we've got $80 million.
But why wouldn't you stay with the guy that you don't have to pay?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's 100%. No, but I'm like, as a Vikings fan, I mean, I'm always like on edge. I'm like, when is it going to collapse?
You know? No, I think you guys got a real squad.
We got the Packers on the road next week.
I think he's got a real squad.
No, I'm telling you, though, that defense.
Yeah, and then how about them Jets?
Hey, baby.
For the first time in 15 games, the Jets took the New England Patriots out to JetLife Stadium and dog-walked them with their penis in their hands up and down the field, just pistol-whipping a blind kid.
Yep.
And it was a celebratory event. You know what I was doing the whole time? I was looking at Patriots Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sucking up tears by the dozen. I was just sucking them up.
Yeah. How does it feel, Hassan, not to have passion in your life?
Yeah, he has no passion.
No fucking passion.
Nothing he cares about. He
don't care about anything. Look at us.
He's not even a real human being.
Look how happy we are this time of year.
He's just kind of a
fool. I'll see you fucking next week when the Packers just pack you up. I'll see you next week.
He knows enough to talk shit.
Oh, I don't know what happened.
He's got nothing of his own, so he can just sit in his ivory tower.
I
told Will this. I said, man, I looked at Hassan. I got a go live notification on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at Hooters.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I was watching football.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, you failed to mention that part.
This was not in San Diego. This was last weekend in Austin, Texas. I was like, where I watch the game.
You need to open up a gay sports bar in Hollywood called Pickles.
Yeah. I think it would go crazy.
That would go nuts.
So there's something about football where, like, I'm a gay man, but, like, sometimes I, like, want to participate in, like, the heteronormative, like, masculine things. So, like, I, like, love to go just be, like, surrounded by boobs. It's, like, just, like, boobs, beer, and wings, I think is, like, I just want to be around it.
Do you hear all that passion this man has?
You know what I mean? Boobs, beer. And you know my dad? I call my
dad. Football makes him straight, dude.
Call my dad. I'm like, Dad, I'm at Hooters watching the game. And he goes, Hooters? What a waste. That's what he said to me.
What? I don't even know what that means.
It means because, like, all those titties are going away.
All
waste.
These boobs around.
That's funny. He's right, dude.
Pearls before gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why are you looking at them titties? You don't even like it. It's not even for you. I'm so hungry.
You know what?
I'm like searching what kind of food to order.
No. I was telling Will at dinner last night.
Yeah.
I like.
Where'd you guys go for dinner?
We went
to Nobu.
We went to Nobu. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Fine folks at Red Bull.
Yes.
Picked up everything.
Picked
for
our,
us.
Up our tab. Far. That's right. Yeah. No, it was fine.
Shouts
thank
out
you.
To you, Red
shout
Bull.
Out, shout out to you guys. That dinner was delicious. And
I had
thank
the
you.
Worst burger of my life down
here. Oh, that's
here.
Crazy. You should hung out with us.
Yeah, we had.
I had dinner with at the.
You know what, Will? I don't know
the,
if there was any
the meeting
at
that I was doing that you came up to.
Oh, you. Why did you have a full dinner there?
It was just.
Why didn't you just have a little amuse bouche?
I did. It turned into amuse bouche, but it was a burg. It was. They sold it. This lady hard sold it so hard. She was like, 5 menu changes, and this burger has stayed the same. That's how you know it's good. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Sign me up. It like, how do you fuck up a burger, bro? It was
or
like,
tell us.
It, yeah. I mean, it, first of all,
describe it was, burger.
It's like the basic package. You know what I'm talking about? When they have like.
You mean bun and patty and ketchup?
No, it's just
lettuce,
like.
Tomato,
it's
onion?
Just onion, lettuce, tomato, sure. Bun. Patty and cheese.
Yeah.
The cheese was like, I think, like built into the burger or something. That's what she was
what
saying. That's what I thought. But the burger was ass. Like the meat, like it didn't taste good. Mm-hmm. And also on top of that, like it didn't have any good sauce or anything. You
no
know what I mean?
Sauce.
No Thousand Island dressing, no nothing. And no bacon either. And it was just like, how do you fuck this thing up, dude? We're in California.
I also am not a big tavern burger guy. I like my burgers thin.
Mm-hmm.
Smash.
I like them smashed, but I also like them thin. I don't like the big, like...
No.
No.
I'll have a thick one at Father's Office. you know what I mean? Like Father's Office, for those of you who don't know, is like very good. Like,
yeah,
I think that's like probably the premier tavern burger.
Yeah.
So, I want to tell you guys, I was telling Will last night, I have a newfound appreciation for straight men. And like when you go on dates with women,
sure.
Like as a gay man, this is not something that I experienced, but like the thing that you love the most could just be out on display. And like you, like, what are you supposed to do?
Oh, you mean like the galvanizing gravitational force of uncovered tit?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Like how can you, like, I just want to say like how... I didn't realize how challenging it could be. I never thought of it.
Well, this was a giant controversy at BuzzFeed for me.
Really?
Because I put that exact beat in a sketch.
Oh, did you?
Where a guy is talking to a girl and he's like looking at the ceiling.
Uh-huh. Wait, no, it's our sketch.
Yeah.
The one that I was in. BuzzFeed? Yeah, and my ex-girlfriend was in it too. She looks like I pissed
myself. Hey, guys, Austin Show pissed himself.
Yeah, Marsh, you got to put a hard cut right before.
Because we're gonna go to the episode's gonna start. It's leaking under my gooch.
Dude, go to the bathroom.
Okay, no, I'm good. I'm fine.
No, you have to pee.
Sit there, piss boy.
You can dry your pants off.
No, sit there with sit there in your.
You want to go into the main show looking like you pissed yourself?
No, but if I have the glass of water, they'll know that's what happened.
Are you gonna constantly be gesturing?
No, it's fine. I'll wipe off before the episode. Yeah. As long as you don't do any weird cuts and it like just like cuts.
No, definitely cut. Put a cut there right before so everybody knows he pissed himself.
True. As a younger man, it was much harder for me. But like as I get older, I try and be more and more respectful. But sometimes there's just a lot of there's a lot of flesh in my purview. Even and it's like
Even though it's not like a sexual thing, I just want to look at it.
There's something about it.
I'm just like, whoa.
It pulls focus.
You have talked about titties and
you're
like
tit man.
I think I'm kind of a boob. Like as I get older, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, that's
like the Katy Perry thing did something to you, huh?
I saw Katy Perry and I was just happy on behalf of men.
Crazy. Would you ever date a man with tits?
No, I would never. Look, I mean, I support men with tits.
I do too.
I love men with tits. If you're a man with man with tits and a nice cock, I'm all about it. Yeah. But like, you know, I don't, it's not my, I mean,
or a woman with tits and a nice cock.
That's right. Man with tits, nice cock, woman, whatever. I'm all about it. And, I like pecs sexually. I like pecs, but like boobs make me feel safe.
Okay. That's cool.
They're like, I'm coming home.
They're motherly.
Yeah, they are.
There's something like, I love a woman with just a big pair of boobs.
Yeah.
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 Anyway. Sorry, distracting for
he's
me.
Ordering food. He's
he really?
I'm so.
Can you order me a hot cup of tea, please?
What is going on with the tea, bro? When are you a tea guy?
This is your second cup of tea. Have you
Have you heard my voice?
Yeah, it's you got a polyp.
Because I went. Will and I went on the floor to talk to fans.
No, he's absolutely lying right now. It has nothing to do with that. Because late at night, he told us, "I'm going home because I have no voice." And where did you go?
How did this get back?
Where did you go?
How did this get back? Where Caroline did you go? Ratted me out.
Where did you go?
I went to the gay bars.
You went to the gay bars.
Wait, what time?
Late.
Look.
He left where we were because he's like, I want to save my voice. And he went directly to the gay bars.
Look.
And screamed his little gay voice hoarse.
Look.
Look, so wait, he was singing Tina Turner till the midnight hour.
So what, like, do you like the gay bars here? Because you were there the night before, and you were, like, fucked up in the morning when you called me. You're like, I'm dying.
What, dude? I don't know what it is.
Like moth to the gay flame.
Did you drink last night, too?
No, I was sober. But the night before, I was going to save this for the... I didn't drink last night. I swear, I went to the gay bar.
I saw you take a champagne.
Yeah, and then I gave it to Marsh.
Oh, Marsh bailing Marsh's you
the
out.
Fucking, yeah, Marsh's a fucking sponge, bro. So give
Marsh,
it to him.
For the viewers at home, Marsh said he took that from me. Okay.
He didn't.
He jumped on that grenade.
The plan was to leave the club.
He lied. He didn't go drink home. It.
Yeah.
But in the Uber, we're like, why don't we just go just for a... right? Just like a quick little stop.
With, like, you're like a crackhead.
Why do you? My heart is for love, and it's time for you.
What is it like? I sometimes I feel like you're just like... you're just taking it out on all the years that you didn't go to the gay bars. Yeah. You're like,
yeah,
you're going out with like a vengeance.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm at the gay bars.
Like, he's like not even having fun. He's like, oh, it doesn't matter. I still have to do this.
Yeah, no, like I wanted to go because I was like, you know what? Like tomorrow is Sunday. You know, I may go tonight. Fuck it. Why not? There's a drag show tonight. You want to go?
He's already made up his mind.
Yeah.
He's already made
up. Wait, you're going to go tonight?
Yeah.
And Marsh is going to. Marsh is going to go to the gay bar.
No, you have to edit the fucking pod.
Marsh is going to edit the podcast at the gay bar. No, but I ran into some.
I support them because you know what I've realized in these last few months? Life's about living. LIVIN.
Look,
and Hassan Packer lives his life wrong. I have to go get my dog or I'd be there.
Yes. Oh my God.
Let
me
tell
too.
You. I went to the gay bar and like so many fucking cool drag queens.
Yeah.
They were so nice to me too.
Yeah.
And
a lot of them are Twitch drag
queens.
Yes.
They're all Twitch drag queens and they were so sweet. They were so nice. They're big fans. Like they like me. When I turned this guy was telling me, he's like, you know what this means, right? It means like you're accepted in the queer community.
Wow.
If the drag queens like you.
Wow.
That's what they said.
Why are you taking this away from him?
Why are you taking this moment
away from him?
Because why wouldn't you be accepted in the queer community? You're gay.
Yeah, I. Well,
yeah, but it's different. It means that he's like heralded as a gay ambassador.
Yes, like Hassan, you wouldn't. He doesn't. This affects.
This is like his gay quinceañera.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't get it.
He also doesn't want it because it's bad for business for him. It's bad for business.
So.
Wait, why would it be bad for me?
Because the more I'm liked in the gay community, the less he's liked.
There's only so many gay mouths to go around.
Yeah, we do look so similar to one another.
That's right. No,
we
a lot
do
of people,
fill the same
a
niche.
A lot of people compare us.
Yeah.
So,
not well.
Oh, by the way, Will and I took our shirt off at your event. Don't know why you kept yours on.
Wait, you know why? Because I'm not there yet.
Yeah, are you tub ready yet?
I'm not tub ready yet. I'm not. I'll get there one day.
Since you didn't do Name Your Price, now I can bother you about the tub show.
I'm going to do the tub show.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You heard it here, folks. Clip it.
I told you I'm going to do it as soon as I get to a certain body.
I think we got some Will Neff shows coming here soon.
Oh, I'm excited. Too. Tell us about what's coming around with the pipeline, Will.
Finally getting Donna on its feet. Then the D&D show is coming out.
Can't wait.
I am working on also the next Rust arc.
Fuck yeah.
Which will be a lot of fun. And then finally, talk to you about a show that I am trying to get in motion called Night Tonight, which is a lot of fun.
I'm excited.
What's the last one?
Night Tonight is a talk show where the set is split down the middle and the person you're interviewing is in the middle. And when the camera pans to the right, it's like the Johnny Carson show, like band person. Like, if you could steal a smooch from any man in Hollywood, who would it be? And then after every question, the camera will pan. And then this side is a different set. And this one's like James Lipton inside the actor studio with a different host who's like, have you ever thought about the crushing impact of the morality and mortality of your own life? And then they'll answer that and it'll pan right back. And it'll be like, if you could go on a celebrity date with anybody.
I like it.
This is sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like I think, are we doing that together?
If you want to.
I want to do it with you.
Building it.
Yeah.
He's going to do the serious.
No.
Yeah, I
thought you were the serious.
I don't know. I'm definitely serious.
Yeah, he's definitely the serious one.
Let him do the serious.
Yeah.
For one episode. I want to see him. I want to see him act out.
I maybe could do that.
Cutie's on our way right now. So we're not going to. I'll say the W's and L's of the week for TwitchCon edition when she's here.
I'm going to have to get another tea before we start.
Hassan,
pull
it together. Yeah, pull it together.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No. I'm here. I'm pulling it together. I just have a lot of stuff that I want to talk about, but I want to save it.
So that's like an eager pause. Like,
Yeah. There's a shit ton of things I want to talk about, but I'm also like thinking of subjects that are not like main show.
Yeah. No. Me too.
Yeah. We got a lot of main show.
Because you almost you fired off. You said you met a fan. And then I think they talked to you about me or something.
I talked to you. I was smearing your name all over the floor.
Oh, that's not surprising. That's not.
I was like, they're like, we didn't see Hassan. I was like, you don't want to meet him. I told him, I said, and I went and she's like, why? And I was like, just don't meet your heroes. That's what they say.
Yeah.
And it's true.
That's crazy.
And some guy's like, I walked up to Hassan and he's like, no autographs. And I said, that sounds like him.
No autograph.
A like, fan gave me a sketch of you I got to give you. I think it's in my bag that Caroline's bringing.
Okay.
It's my favorite thing to do. And yeah. I was like,
bro, people are going to take you
seriously. I was like, you met Will Neff? Oh, he's a delight. And I said, Hassan, monster.
We gave out a bunch of hot sauce this year again, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Will Neff, hot sauce open now. I my last bottle or I give it to you. Neffsauce.com live now.
You didn't give me a bottle. I have to go buy one. How much are
he's
they?
He's not going to buy
Depends
it.
Depends on the size.
I'm going to buy one.
We have two different bottles now.
Okay, do you have like a long-term
we have
size?
We have a Magnum.
Really?
Yeah.
The he's next not, step for Neff Sauce is to get them in every like Hooters and
Brick
Twin,
and Mortar.
Yeah, Twin Peaks in America.
Pickles.
Pickles.
What's
pickles.
A Twin Peak?
Twin Peaks is like another boob bar.
Yeah. The best boob bar, though, is Tilted Kilt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh.
I thought that's a butt bar.
Well, it's kind of both.
Tilted oh, Kilt. Do they even have those still?
Oh, yeah. In the Midwest, big time.
Oh, wow. Dude, yeah. I haven't thought about that in fucking years.
Tight ends is a butt bar.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
Did you just make that up? Is that gay?
It's a straight butt bar. Oh. But, like, I can appreciate a nice butt. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know. I wasn't looking. There was boobs there, too. But, like, they had boobs. The women had butts and boobs.
Because, like, it makes sense for it to be, like, you know, prominently in display, but like an ass, you don't normally.
How about a bar named Footballs and it's a feet guy place?
Oh, that's
okay. Like the ball of your feet?
No, like football.
I think there's enough foot people in the world to keep that in business.
Oh, yeah.
There's a
lot. If girls were just walking around with their dogs out.
Yeah.
Serving napkins with
but
their
it's like hard. It's hard. That's what I'm you know saying. What?
That
it's
must
like
be awesome.
Ass
to be a
is already
guy.
Harder to like display like that because it's not like prominently.
I think a butt looks almost better, like not bare. You know what I mean? Like just like dressed up.
I'm
going
to use the restroom quickly before Cutie gets here.
I'm
going to
disagree with what you had
to
say in terms of butts versus butts clothed or not clothed. I think that it's better.
Do you like a good butthole?
A butthole? The least is like the least appetizing part, I think, of the nether region.
What are you eating?
Why wouldn't I be?
That's true.
Yeah, I'm eating that shit, dude. Putting the fucking bib on.
You putting a bib on?
Put the goddamn bib
you
on.
You don't eat ass.
Fuck yeah, I do.
You fucking don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Well, I can't. How dare you?
You do not.
Yes, I do,
You
bro.
Wouldn't get near one.
Yes, I don't have any issues with these sorts of things. You yes, I eat ass 100%.
I don't believe you.
I'm a munch, bro.
You're a munch.
Yes, I'm a munch 100%. You know what I want to munch on right now, though? Bro, there is a lot of... Let me tell you something, okay? San Diego has an Italian population, it seems, uh-huh. And everyone's always like, ooh, eat the Italian food. It's like, fuck no, I'm not eating Italian food in motherfucking San Diego. Mm-hmm. Mexican food, I'm on board with. Mm-hmm. Problem is, and I also love, like, apparently there's a big, like, Middle Eastern population out here, too, because there's hella fucking Mediterranean restaurants. But the ones that I've ordered from Uber Eats have been ass, dude. It is like, I don't know which ones to get. I don't know which one's good. My rule of thumb usually is like, I look at what the, like what their shawarma selection looks like. If they got gyros, I'm out. That's Greek. Mm. You know what I mean? Nah. I don't care if you call yourself like Lebanese. If you're selling gyros, not for me, right? But none of these places have had like solid chicken and stuff. Sometimes it's also interesting. Like there'll be like an Indian dude running the shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's literally like an Indian restaurant, but they want to like, I guess, market it as Mediterranean.
Because white people can't tell the difference.
I don't get it. And I'll look at the chicken and it's like biryani. And I'm like, bro, why is this like the Levant, but it's called like you're selling biryani. Like that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
And then I have the chicken and it's like Indian chicken, which mm-hmm. is not bad.
Great
it's
chicken.
Great. I fucking love Indian food, but it's like, you know, I'm in the mood for some goddamn Mediterranean chicken. I'm not trying to have some Indian chicken. Why'd you sneak that in?
I love me some Mediterranean chicken.
Yeah. You're Lebanese. So.
I am Lebanese.
Have you mentioned that?
Yeah. I mean, I know everybody knows.
Yeah. Everybody
it's
always
on, it's
knows.
On my Wikipedia.
That's true.
Yeah. I met a Lebanese guy today. We spoke a little Arabic together.
You do not. Yeah, what did you say to him?
I said, salam alaikum.
Uh-huh.
He said, malaikum salam.
Oh, he said, malaikum salam?
No, he said, malaikum salam.
Yeah,
and I said, Habibi, then we kissed three times, because on one cheek, the other cheek, that's what we do in Lebanon. What do you know, what you know about that?
These are the only, it's funny that that's like the end of your knowledge.
No, it's not. We stopped doing anything else Lebanese.
Also, you're not even Muslim. Like your parent, your Lebanese grandfather, is he Muslim?
No, they were Christian.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So what the fuck? Why would you say, salam alaikum?
Because that's hello, how are you?
No, salam alaikum is how Muslims in Arabic say hi to one another.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I thought salam alaikum was hello.
Salam is hello. Salam alaikum is how you say hello if you're Muslim.
Oh, I knew that. I was
and alaikum salam, alaikum assalam.
I was speaking to a Muslim, Lebanese Muslim, and so I said salam alaikum.
Yeah, as a Christian Lebanese, I don't think you would say salam alaikum.
No, look, I mean, look, I think that you should. I'm Lebanese, and you should. I think I know about our customs more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, being, for sure.
Being of Lebanese descent.
Uh-huh. Being of Christian Lebanese.
Christian Lebanese descent.
Specifically.
That's right. But
uh-huh.
It was Frogan. I was talking to Frogan. Yeah. Hey, Caroline. You're saying bye? Yes. Yeah, I'm going. Are you going to be there?
Why you look like a Barbie right now?
Caroline looks
come
hot.
Come show people. Come say hi.
Yeah, come sit down. Take Will's spot. Yeah.
Yeah, you look this hot. Is a good fit. Damn,
you
look
hot.
Sick ass scarf.
Caroline, you dressed up at Debate Lords, and you looked like a I wanted to vote for you immediately.
Thank you.
Like, you did great.
Which made me realize that like I vote for people for all the wrong reasons.
For the reasons that you should.
And I was like, wow, gorgeous woman in powerful suit. That's my candidate.
Yeah, you see, that's all we need.
You literally were, and you were so presidential.
That's Marsh, do you know any good Mexican restaurants?
I think, excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse me, while Uber? Talking over him, praising me.
Look at him. He doesn't even care. The moment a woman enters the room, he loses interest.
You know.
Yeah.
What about El Cabron?
And your interest perks up.
My interest perks up, because I love a woman, and I love this woman. I think she's the most
bro,
beautiful
you literally
woman I've ever
said,
seen.
You literally said you love women for the wrong reasons.
No, no. I said I love presidential candidates.
You know he's a tit man? Isn't that crazy? He's become a titty boy.
Look.
What do you think of mine?
I love your breasts.
Yeah?
You've got beautiful breasts.
Thank you.
I've always thought this.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why have you never told me this?
I've always told you.
Well, you always tell me I'm pretty, but you've never complimented my breasts.
You know what?
Specifically.
I apologize.
They're usually, I mean, they're not...
They're not on display right now, but I feel
you don't flaunt them. You don't let the puppies breathe, no, Caroline.
No, I know.
No, no, Caroline, they come
Maybe
out.
Maybe I should.
You should let them out to play.
Let the dogs
Maybe.
Out. Let the dogs out.
You should let them
out. You know, Will shows so much ass and abs, and
he does.
Shows off his body.
You should get your tits out.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think you should.
Slut.
Okay, I'm going to be... That's my new thing.
Yeah, I get your let's do progressive leftist political commentary with your tits out. Hold
I
on.
Mean, that's
we
what
may
I
get
do.
Some swing voters.
We might.
But
some undecided who are no longer undecided.
Who are no longer undecided voters.
There's two things that made them decide.
Yeah, I don't understand like where these Republicans get this idea that like people, women on the left aren't hot.
You All missed well. It. Caroline's
Perfect
talking about
entrance.
Letting the dogs out.
She wants.
She's
gonna let her boobs
out.
She's
gonna flaunt them.
Yeah.
Will's all about it.
Speaking of women.
Yeah.
Where is the woman?
She is on her way.
Oh.
She
we're
is.
Filming the Patreon right
she's
now.
She's late. As
okay,
is.
Wait. I'll do a cutie impression.
First, you gotta be. Your hair has to be wet.
Yeah.
My hair has
she
to
won't
be
wet.
Wet.
She'll be done up today. She had a cute outfit on.
She actually
on.
Looks so cute.
Yeah, she looks great.
She's doing a cookie
bar. Is she coming straight from the truck in her outfit?
She'll still find a way to be wet. I
told
think.
Her she looks like a sexy baby.
Mm-hmm. Like Taylor Swift.
Was her hair done up?
She's got everything.
I
up.
Hope she.
You'll see her. She looks
I
like a sexy baby.
I hope she brought
baby.
Us cookies.
Oh, they were bomb. I
There's
had some.
No way. There's no way
they ran out,
anymore.
Most likely.
No fucking way.
She only had 300, and when I showed up right at the beginning, and the line was around the block.
Oops. Oh, my God.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry.
Oh, are
Is
these
that my
the gifts?
Yep.
We
can't
we
see.
Haven't given them yet.
Oh.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got here.
We're on the Patreon. Yeah.
Excuse me.
No one asked you to be
here.
Yeah,
you know, what are you doing here? I think the people do.
You just kind of popped in.
Here.
Just show up and yell at me.
I mean, I think I can.
Wait, what are you doing here? What's going on?
Done. I thought you were done, so I was coming to say goodbye, but excuse me.
Oh, let's see the sexy baby.
Look,
those
show the camera. Oh, perfect. Show the camera.
Let's show it. Oh my God, cutie.
Show off your
do a full twirled. It's toddlers and tiaras.
Oh my God.
Show off your shit, queen.
Yeah.
You look so hot.
Come here.
Yeah.
Sit that fine ass down.
Damn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Right.
Look at this.
Cutie, say one thing and then we're going to cut and go to the main episode.
I'm going to say it.